We begin our new frontline series. It's so good to see a full church. You're very welcome. If you're visiting, you're very welcome too. All the difference in the world. We're beginning our new series, Frontline Sundays, 5 Sundays in a row. Do come every Sunday if you can, and there's a freebie to take home every Sunday. That might encourage you. When you've seen today's, it might not, but hopefully it will do. We are the church in mission. We're gathered on a Sunday and we're scattered throughout the week, and we make all the difference in the world, as that video said. The church, that is us, are the body gathered together on a Sunday, scattering for the rest of the week, wherever you may find yourself. Despite being a minority, as that video says, Christians make all the difference. You make all the difference in the world for Jesus, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and whoever you are, Monday to Saturday. And to grow as disciples for these front lines, well, we need each other, don't we? We need to be gathered as a worshipping community before we're scattered. Go back to that heading today. As the first in our Frontline Sundays series, to make sense of this short 5-week series, these 2 verses that we heard Rolf read to us from 1 Peter, if you've got a Bible, do look them up. They set a biblical foundation, I think, that following services can build on. Let me explain. In his letter to scattered groups of Christians in what now is modern-day Turkey, if you want to look it up on the map, Peter asks them to ignite their imagination and inspire hope for the possibilities of their everyday lives in what is a complex world. Nothing changes, does it? Peter begins by using 2 pivotal words you would have seen on the screen there to describe you and me, the people of God. And then he reminds them of a stunning truth. These 2 words I'm going to show you in just a moment, elect and exiles, or scattered, help the church know who they were. They and we today are a small minority in a nation that in main doesn't worship Jesus. And the image of the 6 red dots in a sea of grey like this picture is quite stark, isn't it? Yet Peter is confident in what God can and will do through them. What God can and will do through us and through the St. Nick's Church down the road there. So by way of introduction, in general, if you tell people you go to church, what might they think? Well, they might think it's because you're religious and it's what people like you do. Or they might think that's where your friends are and that's good for you to connect with them. Or maybe they know we support each other or try to support each other here at St. Matt's and are pleased that you belong to such a group of friends. And whilst there's a grain of truth in all of those, they miss what the New Testament suggests the church is all about. And when Peter begins his letter to these scattered Christians, he wants them and us today to understand what it means to be the church by helping them see themselves as part of the Old Testament people of God. And he uses those 2 key words and a stunning truth. Firstly, they are God's elect. It's exciting, isn't it? As Ilona was saying, we are God's elect where you are. God's purpose right back to Genesis 12 and onwards was that Abraham and all his descendants, that's us, would be a blessing and would be a blessing to the world around. Now, not all those early Christians would have been Jewish by birth, yet Peter draws them into that ongoing story, which, folks, we are part of. That story which is God's intention for the world by using the language of calling. If you trust Jesus or try to day by day, God calls you. Whatever our journey to faith, whatever that journey to faith in Jesus was, when we surrendered to his lordship, we become part of those 6 red dots. The red dots show, as the video said, that statistical fact that about the UK, about 6% of people worship in a Christian church, up at the International Church or Burlington or here. Not many, but 6% is significant. When we gather, we remind ourselves that we believe it's God's world, as we've sung about. the world he created. We believe, yes, it's broken because of sin, that Jesus' death and new life make possibilities possible, don't they? We are those red dots. And when we gather, we do so, hopefully, to strengthen one another and encourage one another to be who we are in God, where we are when we're scattered. God's chosen people. So we are elect, but we are also exiles, and we're scattered during the week, wherever that might be for you. That second term used is one that recalls that great disaster of the Old Testament when Israel lost their land. Read about it if you want to. They hoped for a quick return, but the prophets told them that most of that first generation of exiles would not return, though they could remain distinct and be a blessing where they were. Notice that, just like those six red dots, we too can be distinct. Today we're scattered during this week, Monday to Friday. You might be in a home group, in which case you catch up with people. But most of the time we spend our time with people who aren't Christians. We may be the only disciples of Jesus at work, in your community, at your school, in your class, wherever that may be. And folks, those are the places that Jesus calls us to shine for him, to be those red dots. It's so important we don't, says he, grey out, ignore the hair, we don't grey out and lose our distinctiveness and become the same as the surrounding culture. God's placed us in our scattered context, schools, work, community, wherever we are. He's placed us there because he has a plan for your life and mine. Front Lines, which we're relaunching, because I'd let it drop a bit, describe these places. Of course, it's got all kinds of connotations, hasn't it? It reminds some of a battlefield. And whilst we would have to be a bit careful about that, for some Christians, keeping a Christian witness in their place where they find themselves isn't easy. It can be like a battlefield. Others will have come across that term front lines in their workplaces, classrooms, hospital wards, offices, wherever it may be. Front lines are everyday places where we live, we work, we study, we play, whatever it may be. Where we connect with people, those grey dots out there in our society. As we relaunch today this frontline theme, I hope it's a term that we can all relate to, young and old alike, from school child to retiree, if there's such a word. We are all the scattered people of God, and we all have front lines. There we have the two pictures. Peter reminds us that our situations are known by God. We've been set apart by his Spirit, and we can be confident of our relationship with God. And all that's in the context of being obedient to and aligning ourselves with Jesus and his purposes in the world. He reminds them then and us today that we live out the implications of the gospel in our scattered places. We are elect, and we're also exiles. We're scattered out into the world. There's those verses which Rolf read to us. And as I wind up now, our short series will go on to explore the implications of this for us, each of us, where we are, whatever we do, and whoever we are. Finishing on our fifth Sunday, the next All Age actually, by looking at what it means to be a disciple-making community together for the sake of the world. We are those red dots. And as the video said, we can make a difference, folks. Not in our own strength, but in the strength which God gives us. We gather strength, I hope, from one another here on a Sunday by sharing. Do stay for coffee. Sit in the North Aisle, which isn't filled with people now, but with tables and flowers. And you can chat and get to know each other more. We're scattered to many different places around Ipswich and beyond. And Ruth will say a bit more about that in a moment. We are a people who can make a difference in your class, at home, in your lunch club, at work, wherever you may be. And each week, or maybe each week or every other week, we're going to be introducing the TTT. That's not a race. It's This Time Tomorrow. So next week, I'm going to pick on somebody, ask them first, if they'd like to come up here and answer three questions, and we can all answer them. Where will we be this time tomorrow? What are the challenges you're going to face, and how can we pray for you? Very easy questions, and we can all answer them. So look out for that next week, and I have somebody in mind, and I'll be asking them at the end of the service if they'll be the first guinea pig for that. As we pray, let's just bow our heads for a moment. If you want to look at that picture on the screen, then maybe do that, because sometimes an image is good. Father, we thank you for the imagination you've given to people in London for this frontline series. Remind us again that we go out in the strength which you supply by your Spirit to help us day by day look to you and to be those scattered people and to live for Jesus and shine for him. Be with us, Lord, we pray, and help us to encourage one another, to get to know one another better, and how we can support and pray for each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Your freebie, I'm not going to throw it out, will be a coaster to take home with you, put on your desk at school, at work, wherever it may be, to remind you that you're that red dot and God goes with you.